Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's call the meeting to order and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, reports and communications, superintendent's update.
I don't really have an update, but I do want to go through the difference between a regular and a special board meeting, the two differences. So since the question has come up. First of all, a regular board meeting, you have to post the agenda 72 hours before the meeting. A special board meeting, it's 24 hours before the meeting. Where to post, it has to be in a public location with freely accessible and on the district website. That's the same for both this regular and special. The agenda has to have the time, place, and a brief general description of each item. Less than 20 words is typical. And the same with a special board meeting. Scope of discussion may only have discussion or action items listed on the agenda, plus limited items allowed by the bylaw. With a special board meeting, it may only be the items on the agenda. No off-agenda items are allowed. And then the big question was the reporting. It is not legally required. This is for the regular meeting, and this is what we were kind of called on last time, so I want to clarify. It is not legally required that we post reports. Staff reports or attachments distributed to board members must be made available to the public at the same time and posted online if the district has a site. And it's the same rule with the 24-hour. The issue is that the items that you see listed below on the agenda, those do not have to be posted 72 hours in advance or 24 hours in advance. The only caveat is but when the district gives it to you as board members, we have to make it available to the public as well. So it could be 5 minutes before the meeting. The portion in blue that you see, which is what the agenda item is, that's what has to be posted ahead of time. Okay? So I just wanted to clarify that for you and the audience. That's all I have for superintendent's report.
Were you able to get clarification from our attorney on that?
Yes, this is from our attorney.
Thank you. Okay, communications from the public for items not on the agenda.
That is a number I can't just give you over right now. I'd have to look into it. Time is a big part of it.
Yes, sir.
So if you take the hourly wages based on all of the people that are involved in answering these questions, it could be significant. Legal fees can be somewhat significant. We had to deal with some of that earlier, but all of that money comes out of the general fund, so it's money that could go to children. Instead, it goes to these types of things.
And I mean, we're wasting time that could be spent with our kids. And I've been coming to these meetings since 1969, and I will tell you, Mr. Berkeley and Mr. Arnold would be very angry if they saw what was going on today. If you've got something to say, put your name to it. If you don't, don't. I've been harassed, I've been threatened, I mean, I've been cussed out in my front yard by members of the group. And I'm just really tired of it. I'm their senior, and I don't appreciate it one bit. But they're going to cross that line sooner or later, and I hope it's with me. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
Is there any other communication from the public? Okay, action items. We'll go through these individually, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so action item 4.1, we're going to approve the 2024-2025 unaudited actual financial report and the budget revisions for 25-26 contained therein.
So what you have is attached to the unaudited actual financial reports, and Anna is going to do a PowerPoint for you to break it down into layman's terms, because when you read through those 91 pages, you're going to wonder what the heck is going on. So here we go.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. Providing contribution to special ed and the routine maintenance.
but that is the net result of the transfer of the resources. Net change, there is deficit spending, and I believe that the district has seen deficit spending in the past in your reports, and that is something that we're working on. And superintendent is well aware of it, and we will be looking at that closely. Any fund balance as of these reports is $7.8 million. The component of fund balance, it's important to reserve some of these balances. You have restricted and unrestricted budgets and actuals to date, or not to date, but actual, unaudited actuals. Restricted and unrestricted. The restricted are all of those grants and federal monies that come in. Some states are also restricted, and we have to reserve for that. And I spend it. So the balance for that restricted balance is $3.4 million. Then we assign other items like deficit spending, whatever that you have left in the ending fund balance, which is called unappropriated, that we have to use it to help the deficit spending line. You also receive lottery, you have been saving lottery for future instructional textbooks, approvals, materials. And that is your current balance at right now. Reserve for economic uncertainty. You have been reserving 5%. I believe that is the, based on the policy for the district, is 5%. 5% for economic uncertainty is $1.3 million. And your total fund balance is 7.8. These are the components. Very important to keep that in mind. Unaudited actual revenue for 2025, $19,668,000, and this is a pie chart of where we get most of our revenues. Federal revenues, 12%, 7.4% for other state revenue, other local revenues, almost 7%, and general purpose, which is your LCFS calculator, comes to 77%. This is the combined. If you have restricted and unrestricted. The total expenditures, you also have restricted versus unrestricted. And the general fund is used for the majority is for the functions within the district. You have other funds, but this is the one that's used for the majority of that. And the unrestricted, basically, this is something we like to show because there are questions around, well, how much does the budget really go toward people? Salaries, benefits, classified and certificated. And here we broke it down to salaries and benefits of the unrestricted is 88% goes towards salary and benefits. And the combined restricted and unrestricted is 84%. And that's pretty high. Nice actually. Other school districts, it's in 79%, 80%. But here I just wanted to show you that where most of the expenditures. The education protection account, you will be, is one of the action items, you will be approving it. And that is just something that they came up with under the LCFF calculator. There was a law that got passed, the voters voted for it, and they said a percentage of that LCFF revenue will be coming out and putting it into this education protection account so that you can use it only for restricted salaries, benefits, and if you approve it, instructional materials. But we use it for salaries, teacher salaries. Expenditure assumptions, assumptions that we talked about at the beginning were for revenue, the COLA, the, and then some of them are lottery rates, how much you receive for ADA. These are the expenditure assumptions, and step and column increases are in that activity report. The PERS is at 20.5%, 20.5%. STIRS 19.10%. Those are your big items that affect the budget and take a lot of money. Special education contribution also is one of those things. The benefit from the district, certificated confidential 14,000, first certificated classified $3.4 million, that is everything that's restricted. You can't touch it except for what those funds were meant to be. So that's how much that is, and this is for the budget, the one that you approved. I want to also show you Fund 09, because the district, we do the oversight for the charter school. And this is Fund 09, it's in your package, and I just wanted to give you an overview of the revenues that came in for the charter school, and show you on a pie chart what those percentages are. And also the expenditures for the charter school. Total expenditures, and then combined restricted and unrestricted. You can see that most of the general purpose, most of the revenue comes from ELC at that calculator, which is your general purpose revenue of 85%. Fund balance for the charter school, restricted ending balance, and the assignments. And they also receive lottery of $108,000. Their ending fund balance is $506,000. Now, these balances will also be audited by the auditors, and I know that they will change. Sometimes we say they may change, but no, they will change because they will audit, they will capture some of those things, they will also do their work with all the GASB, which are the generally accepted accounting standards. They also put up rules and laws that we have to follow, and even though they're not in the actual financial statement, these GASB laws and entries, they do add them to the audit report. So you will always see an audit report that has these additional transactions that are not necessarily in the financial system. So they will change. These are all the other funds of the district. And these are the beginning balances. The net change, and as you can see, Fund 01 with a deficit spending of $1.5 million, and then all the other funds and what happened there. With what, how we ended up the year with those balances in those funds. And you will see that in your packet as well. Now, those also will be audited by the auditors, and they will change. Closing and next steps. As of the September meeting, board meeting, we're going to actualize show that the district is currently fiscally solvent. Obviously, we do want to look at the deficit spending, and we will do that, but right now you are currently fiscally solvent. We will continue to monitor enrollment as we receive the monthly reports on that. And we use those numbers for the LCFF calculator, and we want to make sure that we are capturing everything. And the numbers that we'll be using for first interim report will be the CalPAC's numbers that come in at the first week in October. So it's important that we stay on top of enrollment at ATA. We have to continue to monitor state and federal revenues. There are a lot of changes that are coming, a lot of rules, a lot of other funding, and a lot of restrictions. So we have to stay on top of that. And it's a lot. A long time ago, years ago, we used to receive categoricals, and it was a nightmare to manage all the categoricals, all the revenues, all the grants that the district received. And right, and then they stopped. And right after COVID or during COVID, they started adding all these different resources. And going back to where they say they would never go back to, the state said no more categoricals, and we're back. Because you have so many resources to manage and not enough people to manage them. But we're doing the best that we can. We continue to monitor pension cost increases. They will keep going up. Special education program costs, we'll keep monitoring that, and we'll bring you any information that changes, and we'll continue to monitor increasing expenses. Next steps, auditors will be here to audit. They should have the results of the audit by the December 18th meeting, board meeting, and we're preparing, I'm preparing the first annual report starting
Can I get a motion to approve the 2024-2025 unaudited actual financial report and the budget revisions?
Good job.
That was a mouthful.
It is.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, moving on to 4.2. Adopt the GAN appropriation limit for the 2024-2025 and 2025-2026 fiscal year.
Okay, Anna, you want to take this one on too? This is the Anna night, so.
Yeah, Anna.
So there's the GAN form that's attached that has all the numbers calculated, and then there's the GAN resolution, and that's what you will need to approve is the resolution 2526-02.
Can I get a motion to approve the GAN resolution?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Moving on to 4.3. Approve the use of Proposition 30 Education Protection Account funding.
So again, this Anna went over this in the PowerPoint. This is the EPA money. I've always explained to you that it's the money the government took out of one pocket and put it in the other. They were going to cut budgets by X number of dollars. They went out to the voters and the voters said no, put it back in, but you can only use it for teacher salaries and some other things, but you can't use it for administration. What we've been doing for the last number of years is we've been using the majority of that money just to pay the teacher salaries at one particular site, because it's easier to budget them out of there. And then, it was 4.something million dollars. You have to approve that we used it only for teacher salaries in this particular case, and that was in your PowerPoint. And you're going to approve it both for the district and the charter, because the charter is a dependent charter. In other words, we run the fiscal side of it. You don't have to do it separately, though.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve 4.3?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Either way.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, that passes. Are there any board comments?
I had one quick question. How do you have any insight on local districts? Are they also seeing deficit, or is it to us? Is that more specific to us?
I would just add that we are financially in a good place. We always have been. You know, we still have $16 plus million in the coffers, and You're supposed to be spending what you're bringing in, and we've had a number of years where we're not spending what we brought in. So we're also going to have some years that we spend more than we bring in. But you have to look at the overall average, and I can bring it to you and show you the differences over the past number of years, what we've, those of you that have been here at the beginning when we budget, sometimes it says we're going to be $4 million overspent, and then we're $1.5 million. Sometimes we say we're going to be $2 million overspent, and we're $2 million in the good. It's just because we budget conservatively. But again, the biggest portion of our budget, 84%, goes to people. And so when you start looking at cuts you're going to have to make, you can't cut enough paper and pencils out of a school district budget. So you have to look at where do you cut people. And we just don't have fluff here. You see a lot of districts that have teacher coaches, and they have multiple administrators and all kinds of things. We do not have that. There's really not an area to cut that would make any significant difference. We did increase during COVID, because we had to, with the money coming in, we increased all of our paraeducators from three to 3.5 hours to 5 hours. We are no longer required to do that because we no longer get the COVID money. So that would be a place that you could reduce if you needed to, but it's not significant, just not that much money. But we're gonna keep an eye on it, we'll keep working, and make sure that the biggest issue for us is right now is the state and feds. They're not doing well financially, so therefore we don't do well financially. That's where we're at right now. I don't think it's anything to be concerned about. And Anna is still working through, the report we had about the beginning and ending balances. She is still working through that, and the auditor is going to help us with. They found a lot of it. It's just a matter of where to put it, because you can't, if it was something that had to do with a grant, you can't turn around and put it in general fund. You got to put it back in the grant. And so that will come this year as well through this process.
I just wanted to thank Anna for all the hard work that you put in getting this.
I'll tell you what, when you get emails from the software system at 2:34 in the morning, there's only one way that could happen, and that's somebody working at 2:34 in the morning. So she's been really putting in the hours, and she did have, her husband did shatter his foot, and so it has not been an easy time, and we really appreciate the amount of time you've put into getting this report done. And I appreciate the board for doing a special meeting so that we can meet the timeline.
That was very hesitant.
I know, I was all, that was not a yes,
he
is.
Well, my
mom flew in from New York this weekend, and my sister's saving up a few days to help.
Oh, good.
It was pretty bad.
Is there anything we can do to support you? Well, if there's anything else we can do, please let us know, because we appreciate you very much.
And also, Melissa, thank you very much for coming in yesterday to post the agenda so that we met the 24-hour timeline. We really appreciate that.
That was amazing.
And you got to do it before your appointment, so you were happy.
Thank you. Is there anything else? Okay, that does it then. Move on to closed session.